I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. For the first time ever, Washington on the Brazos State Park is hosting a Juneteenth Heritage Celebration. We spoke with interpreter Park Ranger John Fahler to learn more about the celebration and the day's events.
This is actually the first time we've conducted an event like this at the park. We really wanted to share the unique, rich history and culture of the African-American community of the Brazos Valley. And, you know, they play an integral role in what makes up the Brazos Valley today. And we thought, what a great opportunity to share their history and their story through an event like this. So the event really consists of a number of different things, everything from guest speakers and church choir performances to ongoing activities like a living history demonstration by Texas Parks and Wildlife's Buffalo Soldiers program. They'll be on hand talking about the role of the African Americans in the early military of the West. We have the Prairie View Trail Riders, which is the oldest African American trail riding association in Texas, if not the United States. They'll be on hand talking about their mission, which is to preserve the heritage and culture of the Black Cowboy. We have different local artists, folk artists, African-American folk artists who will be on hand displaying their artwork. We've got different collections, artifact collections that will be on display. So it's really going to be a nice mix of different things. We hope to attract a lot of different people. This is an event for everyone. It's a free event. So we're really looking forward to it.
Okay, great. Now, I know you mentioned guest speakers, and you kind of went through some of the demonstrations that'll be going on, but getting back to those speakers, who are you guys expecting at the event this year?
So we have three different speakers. The first speaker of the day will be a gentleman by the name of Charles Swenson, who's an independent historian and anthropologist who will be speaking on the history of the Juneteenth celebration. We also have Dr. Andrew Torgett, who is a professor of history from the University of North Texas. And he's done a tremendous amount of research on slavery in the Republic, and will be speaking on that topic during this event. And then our keynote speaker is a gentleman that we hope the Aggie community will embrace and come out to see. He's a legend among Texas A&M University. He is a gentleman by the name of Hugh McElroy. He was the first African-American football player to start a game at Texas A&M. And stubbornly broke down the color barrier in the late 1960s. So really excited for him to come out and share his story with our audience.
Okay,
and then,
great.
We also have, we felt like you needed a proper introduction.
Of course.
So we thought long and hard as to who would be a good person to introduce you. And we reached out to another Aggie football player who came, whose time was just a little bit past Hughes in the mid-70s, Bubba Bean, who was a first-round draft pick to the NFL and a very well-known Aggie running back. He graciously accepted our offer and said he was really looking forward to introducing Hugh, who really paved the way for players like Bubba to come later.
Okay, excellent. A great lineup. You already mentioned the program is free. If people have not been out to the park before, can you just give us a little bit information about where it's located and then what time the event is going to be? And I guess what day as well? I don't think we've mentioned the date yet.
Yeah, so the date for the event is June 24th. It's a Saturday. Event times are, park opens at 8 o'clock. But the event really kicks off at 10 and runs until 4:30 p.m. And the park is located between Brenham and Navasota in Washington County, just off of Highway 105. So if you're coming from Brenham or you're coming from Navasota, just follow the signs off of Highway 105. It's about, it's just really just across the Brazos River if you're coming from Navasota. So it's, I would say, 35 minutes from Bryan College Station. It's really beautiful park to come out to if you've never been there. And it's the site where Texas became Texas, where the Texas Declaration of Independence was signed. And we could think of no better place to celebrate another Independence Day like Juneteenth, but at the place where Texas independence began.
All right. Well, John, that all sounds like a great day, a ton of stuff going on, and of course, some really, really awesome history. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go?
Gosh, I just hope people come to it. You know, we've worked really hard at putting together a really great event, and our fingers are crossed now for good weather and good attendance.
If people want more information on the event or on the park itself, what's a good website?
So if they just Google search, our TPWD website is insanely long. So if they just Google search Washington on the Brazos, we're also on Facebook, so you can find us there. But yeah, just Google search Washington on the Brazos, and that'll get you to our website. There's more information there. Or just call the park. The number for the park is 936-878-2214.
Thanks again to John Fahler, Interpreter Park Ranger, for visiting with us today about the Washington on the Brazos State Park Juneteenth Heritage Celebration. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.